Blog Talk Radio.
No.
Yeah, I thought they did. And, you know, I thought it would be really appropriate if they had the words Snow White in a song about tramps.
Mm. Well, that song, you know that song's name.
Wah, wah, wah.
All right, the peanut gallery, you can officially be quiet. That's you, Blaster.
Poor Blaster.
All right, I suppose I could go ahead and introduce us after that wonderful introduction. It is January, right? Yeah, January 19th, 2012, and it is time for our Thursday edition of Gamer Girls Radio. You did not hear us. Was it yesterday?
Tuesday. Yep, yesterday.
My work
Wednesday,
makes my days
Wednesday,
get screwed
my
up.
My bad. Wednesday.
You did not hear us Wednesday, which was yesterday, because of SOPA. That's right, ladies and gents. We did not have anything going on except for, like, what was it, a minute in the...
Yeah.
Afternoon show?
Well, we had about four minutes of a song called I Won't Back Down, dedicated to the Senate.
And then it was nothing but dead air. So,
for a whole hour.
Yeah. And soap is like a really hot topic, but we'll get to that in just a minute. I forgot I haven't introduced this. I'm Snow White, a little scatterbrained as usual, but that's not anything new. And we have Corey/Gaminatrix here as well. Hello.
Hello.
Hairball? What you been doing?
It was the hairball.
What
Don't
you been
ask.
Doing?
We also to my song. You just keep talking.
We also have our the third person in our trifecta of awesome softness.
Awesome
softness is Ginger Rocks. Hey, ma'am.
Hey, what's up?
What's up? And then bringing up the rear because he likes the view is Master Blaster.
Surprise, Cockbang!
I knew. Didn't we say before the show there was not going to be any electronic insults?
But it was a surprise.
I don't even want to. I'm walking this way.
Oh my God! Didn't we say there was not going to be any electronic?
Oh, whatever.
Like he would listen.
He never listens.
He has a penis. It makes him, you know.
You know that's true.
What?
He doesn't have enough blood to fuel both the head on his shoulders and the head between his legs. So
if you saw the head between my legs, you would know that's a true statement.
I've seen
it. You know what? This is a family show. I'm going to need you two to break the hell up.
This is not a family show.
You lose listeners in China or something?
Oh, yeah. Fuck them. All right. What are we doing now? What are we talking about?
Well, we got a whole hour of talk about things that happened yesterday that I noticed going on around the web with SOPA. I do want to say this. This is not actually new news, but it is not well-known news. As you know that GoDaddy, after they lost all those people, stopped supporting SOPA. They were officially opposing it. But that is not the lovely thing. The lovely thing is the lovely gallery I will eventually get to put up for you guys of pages that I captured protesting SOPA. Just beautiful. But that's not the important thing. The important thing is the people I saw that didn't mention a single solitary thing about SOPA, for good or for bad. They wouldn't pick a side. And that would be all you guys' favorite gaming sites out there, including yours, Blaster, Kotaku, IGN, GameSpot, GameSpy, all of them. Not a word. Just,
I wonder why might be.
There were some words.
There were words. Even Zuckerberg, even though he refused to join the blackout, came out and said, I don't support SOPA. He didn't do much of anything, but he said something, so that's at least something.
No. They had a whole article about that they don't support SOPA, but yet they're here to report on the news, so they won't go black. I don't agree with that necessarily, But I'm just saying that they did say something about it. I think they should have gone black with everybody else. I think that
they moved that news right on off the front page because, honey, when I went there, and I went there several times yesterday, there was nothing
I'm telling you, I saw it. But I'm just saying that I don't know why they didn't want to go black with everybody else. Black is proud. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, my God.
Should they say it loud? I'm black and I'm proud.
They should say it loud and proud. That's all I'm saying.
What about white?
Well, I think that's a little blinding for a website, but hey.
White is
for those of you, because for those of you that know me, I am about as white as they get.
And for those of you that know her, white is tight.
Oh, my God.
Yahtzee, bitches. Okay.
Yahtzee.
By the way, those of you who have been listening to the morning show, if you are not listening live, that is the magic word to get yourself the copy of what is it? What am I giving away again?
The Guinness.
Yeah, the Guinness World Book of Records 2012, the Gamer Edition. You'll get yourself a copy, but you cannot just be like emailing us with it. You gotta be the first person to tweet it back to us. You can leave the bitches part off. It is Twitter, but you can say Yahtzee. And again, it has to be tomorrow, and it does not mean at midnight. I'm going to say 8 o'clock because at midnight I won't see it anyway. I turn off everything, tweets, emails, so I won't see any of that stuff.
But then she games for the rest of the night.
Look here.
I'm just saying. That's what I did last night. The Star Wars Old Republic got me, dude.
No, yeah. I was... I didn't know what to do with myself yesterday other than walk around reading. You know, I was reading the Huffington Post, who also did not go dark, but... They did black out their tweets every few tweets if you followed their Twitter feed, which I thought was brilliant in more ways than one. It's a way to protest. It's also a way to force people to go to your website to see what the hell you said because they don't know what you said. It was brilliant. And yeah, my kudos to the AOL Corporation and Huffington Post for thinking of that. But because I got suckered in. I was like, what the hell? The Huffington Post tweets are all blacked out. And then it had, you know, a link. That was the only thing that wasn't blacked out. And I go and I click it, and I was like, oh, it's about SOPA.
Nice.
Now, top of the news we were talking about this morning is how the owner of Twitter and a couple of other people are attacking Wikipedia for going dark yesterday, saying it was bad business.
I don't think it was bad business. I think it – I got distracted by something. I forgot what I was saying. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
You know how I'm looking at you, right?
Surprise, sorry, wrong button.
I want you to get familiar with this sound right here. Okay. The reason why it is not bad business is because Wikipedia is what, boys and girls? A not-for-profit corporation. Whether they were dark, whether they're there every day or not, really does not matter.
What exactly was their criticism? I don't understand.
That's what they were saying. It's bad business. I cannot find the quote, but it was something along the lines that they're a multi-million-dollar corporation and they're gonna put their business on hold for a protest.
Isn't that their prerogative?
I remember what I was gonna say now. I remember.
What?
Okay. I don't think it's bad business. I think it's their choice. If it's their company and you don't own the fucking thing, keep your criticism to yourself. Let them do what they want to do. If they want to take the whole fucking thing down for a week at a protest for SOPA, more power to them.
Well, you know what the other protests and comments were. I can't do my homework. They're going dark.
Oh, my God. Are they aware that most of the information on Wikipedia is wrong?
No, it's not wrong.
People are fucking trolls.
Oh, my God.
It's not wrong. It's just what you have to do with Wikipedia is you take their sources. That's what I do. I open it up and I read it, and then I'm like, oh, that's great and all. Where's their sources? And then
Blaster.
You go to their sources.
Blaster. You know that, but the average college student or the average high school student, the average middle school student, they don't know that. When you have a whole bunch of trolls who like to go on Wikipedia, make shit up. Trust me, as a teacher.
You cannot play the teacher card with the Wikipedia, honestly.
No, I can, because I told them to do reports, I told them to bring papers in, and they brought it in straight from Wikipedia, and it was wrong.
Okay, that's a whole other thing. We're talking about they have editors that are supposed to go and check stuff, and they're paid. Yeah, so they do go and check. They just can't check every single thing. So, yeah, you do have to check your sources, but at the same time, it's not necessarily the a lot of people don't know, they don't know to check the sources. But so everybody's good there. But the thing is, not a business in the traditional sense. They don't receive advertising. They don't have anybody they answer to, really. Mm-hmm. Wikipedia is there for our convenience, just because they're nice, honestly.
Yep.
Yes, yes. And you still, even if, you know, the rest is blacked out, there was still such thing as a library.
Yeah.
I know some of you have forgotten what that is, but I'm pretty sure every town has one.
And it was only for a day. It was for a day, people.
Yes, yes, yes. And Google was still up. Yahoo search was still up. All that fun stuff.
Yeah, although Google, I love Google's protest with the black tape. I loved it. I loved it. That was beautiful, guys. Nice. Because people look for that little Google logo now. Because, you know, it does cool stuff now every time you go there.
Yep.
Like, you get a Pac-Man one, you play music, and it's this person's birthday, all kinds of stuff, and there was nothing. I loved it. There was,
yeah.
I told Ginger, I said, people are going to be confused, you know, the people who are not web savvy. I thought I was going to Google. This looks like a virus page. I'm picking up a virus, and they kept typing in Google. It said, I don't know what's wrong. I don't see the Google logo.
You know
that.
Why is everyone so stupid?
What was it? I was distracted, and you were talking to me about it, and I was like, yeah, I noticed something. I think Yahoo was it, and then I get to notice, you don't know, it was a Google search that was blacked out. I'll
see.
Nope.
That's why everybody
was. One moment.
Confuffled. Completely confuffled.
So what?
Completely confuffled.
I
like that.
I thought you said something else, too. That's a dude.
I could say a bad word. It's the night show.
Kerfuckled.
I thought you said kerfuckled. Yeah, I was like, it's kerfuckled exactly.
Hello, Dark, there in the chat room. He says, yeah, he loves how the publishers of Wikipedia were complaining that it wasn't fair. We had a few private complaints, people saying, I keep seeing your news being posted, but I can't read it because you have that dark page up. Yeah, and?
That was the point.
You were black and proud.
That was the point, people. That was the point.
I absolutely was laughing my ass off. I thought it was hilarious because there were so many people who have no idea what SOPA was. The arguments that I had in Second Life, in private.
Oh, my God. Yes, Second Life. Ugh.
I took a shower today. Why do you keep bringing that up?
Wait a minute. But let me tell you how bad. Let me tell you why people were really pissed off, because yesterday I also noticed this. Because me and Ginger had a running commentary as I was going around the web. Porn sites joined in the protest. I said, it's somebody
Yay!
At work.
Yes, that is so
can't
cool.
No, you are out of control.
They cannot get their lunchtime fix.
That's what I said. Your lunchtime wank, you couldn't get it. Because I went to a couple porn sites and it was like, burr! You know, they had the nerve.
I'm sorry, what was that noise?
It was over the chick's boobs, over the hoo-ha, just wherever you were trying to look, you couldn't see it.
Oh, I bet that pissed off some people. Oh, man.
I was loving it. I thought it was beautiful. Mm-hmm. Were you paying attention, Lamar Smith, Senator Smith? Yeah. Oh, it's a minority voice. It's not important. Those people don't care. Mm-hmm. I'm going to need y'all to stop with the sound effects, really.
That wasn't me.
You know what? I'm serious. You're going out of here.
That wasn't me this time.
I will stop this train, right? And everybody will get off.
Dude, don't stop the train. She's gonna
Who gets
that
to be the tunnel? That was my question.
Wait. Do I get to be bent over Sherry?
What?
No, honey.
I don't play that way with girls. If I'm with a girl, the girl is bent the fuck over, and I'm over her. All right?
I'm sorry.
I know you are, but what am I?
Blaster, for real? Stop.
Please. Annoying. You're going to get dropped.
I'm
okay.
So going to bend over somebody's knee before the night's over.
Oh, yeah, going over my knee. Okay.
Hot.
Woo! Now, the thing... I'm finding amazing as well is most of this fight has little to do with Senate and most to do with Hollywood, who is mad at us. Y'all know why.
Why?
My co-hosts don't know why.
Oh, yes,
Go ahead.
They are jealous because we are taking their money, because we are taking their business, and because they are paying actors incredibly stupid amounts of money that is not going to the people who are actually making the movie.
Mm-hmm.
So when they do end up getting ripped off, the people who hurt are the ones who are being ripped off by these overpaid monstrosities, airheads. Yeah.
So, yes, that would be exactly. That would be exactly the problem.
Yeah.
So Hollywood, of course, was, they were all big supporters of SOPA. And, of course, their senator was opposed to SOPA. And he is a hot senator, might I add.
Who?
Oh, wait, let me find his name.
If you don't know, I want to know. I'm going to look his ass up.
He is delicious. He needs some syrup on him. Oh, God, I can't find his name.
What state?
He's California.
He's California Senator Ken.
Yeah, because you know Texas wouldn't make any hot senators.
No, we just make them crazy, being crazy.
Apparently, yes. Mr. Smith. Yes, I still hate
Mr. Smith. That was that other one that dropped out of the race.
I only see
Perry, two. Rick Perry, out of the race. Yeah, yes. Baby.
I'll have to find the California. I actually started following him on Facebook.
Is it Joe
Yeah.
No, that's not him. No.
No, this guy is. He looks young. He's got a nice haircut. He looks all clean cut, like, you know. He's nice, but at night he pulls out his ruler and be like, "Girl,
whew, I like that.
I told you to take some dictation." Anyway,
you got a dictation for me.
Oh, you've been a very bad girl. You were forced to, but you've been a very bad girl. Anyway, cute guy, but he ironically was in a state that was all for it. So I'm wondering what's going on with the Hollywood people now. Hollywood and Silicon Valley is having, we're having the mother of all battles now.
I believe we're going to win. I believe.
I believe we're going
to win. I believe I can fly.
Oh, my God.
Oh, lordy, lordy, Miss Claudia.
Now, great. Now I got the movie playing to my head, and I just about forgotten that from the one time I had to watch that babysitting when I was, like, 16. Thank you. Thank you. Ugh.
What movie?
Lord, I can't even think of it now. It had Bugs Bunny and the little aliens that came down from Mars, and they had to play basketball. Come on, man. Y'all gotta help me out. So I've been
basketball?
Drunk.
I don't know.
Basketball.
Was Michael Jordan in it?
Michael Jordan.
That's not
the name of the movie. The name of the movie wasn't Michael Jordan.
No, I said, was Michael Jordan in it?
Space Jam.
Okay. Oh, my God. You watched that?
I was babysitting. I was 16. You
I didn't know any better. It just came on TV.
Peer pressure.
Oh, my God. And the little girl would rewind it and listen to that song over and over.
Oh, I Believe I Can Fly. Okay, I'm trying to figure out what was the correlation here.
I'm lost. Anyway, so, and the Dark One yells in the chat room, Space Jam!
Right. Thank you, Dark. Oh, I was trying to block it out. That's a horrible memory.
But you know what's cool about it is that you could watch it. And you could watch it now somewhere online, thanks to there being no SOPA. All right. You know what? You see how my people just sit here, and they keep saying I talk a lot, but they're not talking. Nobody has any input. It's just me.
I'm eating.
What are you talking about? I'm talking.
Really? You already on my list.
I've been talking.
Wait, who's
that
eating?
Wasn't me. I didn't do that.
I've been breaking in with random stories, and y'all are listening like I'm crazy, and I've been here.
And you've been breaking in with random WAV files. I didn't do that last one.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't.
I gotcha.
Mine are better quality than that.
So let me ask you lovely people, we already have a list of companies that supported SOPA, but as gamers, would you continue to visit websites that supported SOPA or didn't join in yesterday, for that matter? Didn't say anything.
If they didn't join in, I probably would, but if they all out supported SOPA, no.
Yeah, I'm with shit. Good Lord, just me off.
Yeah, I don't join off.
I'm going to call you Jar Jar Binks now because that's Star Wars kick.
That's an insult of the ultimate.
All right. I'm with Snow on this. If they supported SOPA, I'm so flustered at this point. Yes, then no, I'm not going to their website. But if they didn't say anything, I'm going to probably avoid their website and just glare at them from a distance.
I'm too late for all that. You have to make it easy for me.
Well, let me point them out.
Yeah, make it easy for
me. GameSpot.
If you're going to name any gaming news sites right now, they're going to hide behind the whole moniker of, well, we're here to report the news, so we can't join into it and be part of it.
That's just it. There was no news reported, period. Keep in mind, we said Huffington Post did not go dark, but they were reporting everything that was going on, and they chose to do it via Twitter. So, and they still have at the top of their page, you know, that they are not supporting Twitter. They said the whole AOL family of websites, we don't support Twitter. We don't support SOPA, even though they didn't go dark. I just wanted to see somebody say something. I know everybody was, you know, being a little iffy about taking their sites offline, understandably so, but to not say anything, there was nothing on GameSpot all day regarding SOPA or anything that was going on with it. And I look back, there's nothing there. Like, it doesn't exist.
Sure.
Do you think it's because, I mean, are they one of the websites that get paid for their reviews, maybe?
I think they're owned by, remember we were talking about the main media, you know, the networks, a lot of them weren't reporting anything about SOPA either.
Mm-hmm.
Because of who
owns
them.
Which is really
them.
Weird, because that's right, like a huge, huge story.
Yeah.
I think it can really affect media as a whole, honestly.
So who else?
He keeps trying to defend Kotaku.
No. I'm looking through all of them. Going to all of them right now.
Let me tell you why I have an issue with that. I don't want you to say why we're not protesting SOPA, because a lot of people didn't take their sites down. What I want is the same thing I saw at the top of every AOL page I visited yesterday, which was, just so you know, we're not going down today, but we do not support SOPA.
They said
you
that
can
in that article. You read that article.
But that article was gone after several hours. It didn't stay on their front page. It wasn't a mainstay. And you even had to go look for it.
No, I didn't. I found it really easily. I just opened it up.
Uh-huh.
I just scrolled down to that day, and it was on one of the places.
Listen to what you had to do. Scroll down to that day. Everybody else had it somewhere prominent on their website. If they didn't turn their site
off. When I looked at it, it was like the number one story.
You know what? You're not going to defend them. They should have had it.
I'm not defending them. I'm just telling you the truth. What I saw that day, I opened it up, and there it was, like on the top of the page. So
it wasn't when I went there all day.
Corey's point is, they should have had it prominent where even if they put more stories up, it would never have gone down on the page. It would always be listed at the top. You should not
have
to scroll.
That's not their style. They're a blog. They have
it
their.
It doesn't matter. You can put a banner up at the top of any website, anything at all. You can put a banner up there and say something if you wanted to. It doesn't matter if it's, quote, their style or not. For one freaking day. One day, they could have made one small change and gone back to whatever the fuck they were doing the next day.
Put it to you this way. Even WordPress gave their people who had WordPresses a plug-in. So you can do this. Well, it'll stick a banner at the top. It'll take your whole page down. Whatever it is you want to do to participate, this is how you can. We've got everything here for you. The Joomla people, they protested. They didn't do a plug-in, but somebody put up a code, which is what I grabbed for our site, so that we could do what we did.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying is Kotaku, as large as the audience that they have, and as much as they are down on everybody else, and bless you, you have to admit this, they've gotten on us before. We've had back and forth, you know, in person, via website, and that's why I call them our frenemies. Sometimes we're nice, sometimes we're not. As much as they are down on everybody else, this is the one time they needed to step up. Put something at the top of your site that says we're in. And it's a simple line of code. You know this as well. I cannot back Kotaku on that. You may not be protesting.
I'm not going to bash them for it. I'm not going to bash them.
Because they would do it
to
everybody else.
That's fine. That's your opinion. You can do that. You're a free country.
They would do it to everybody else if the shoe was reversed. They would.
Anyways, we're not going to agree on this.
No, I'm mad at them. No, we ain't trying to agree. We're having good conversation. You know how you and I
Laughter
talk.
Laughter is in love. You're not going to be able to change his opinion.
Right,
he's so
right.
In love.
Mm-mm. Oh, I'm so in love.
Yes. You know he worships at that altar.
Right,
he
sure.
He really does.
Kotaku, next time you go to talking smack about people, every time I see an article, and bless you, better not bring another one over here, I'm going to go comment down the page. And you didn't put up your shit. You didn't support us. I'm going to say it in every article now. See, and this is on your head. Blame yourself.
But back to GameSpot, the deal was, which I just researched, was CBS Interactive owns GameSpot. And, of course, CBS does support SOPA.
So,
yeah, and that would be why GameSpot didn't say a damn thing.
And IGN, because they're all...
And IGN.
And GameSpot.
IGN just...
Well, we know IGN has their...
I'm really amazed that any media outlet at all would support SOPA, honestly. I really am, because the amount of censorship that it could put in is freaking ridiculous. And already online media, especially the major websites, are having a hell of a time figuring out what they can put up and what they can't put up, and already getting reamed for stuff that people deem inappropriate. So
these people are totally, they're happy. They've got their little gag in their mouth, and they're bent over somebody's knee, and they're having horrible things done to them, and they're just laughing while they're counting
their money. I only like that in certain situations, okay?
But they got paid for it. It's more the thing.
That's just making them a whore. That's just
making
them a
whore. Wait a minute. Now,
they sold their soul.
Wait now. Now I'm about to drop the bomb. I did something I did last night because I knew we were doing the show. Okay, CNET. Okay. We had, supposedly, we're not sure, a member of Anonymous Contact Snow in Second Life gave us a link to a video that I watched. The video basically said that a lot of the file sharing software that is supposedly being used illegally now was given to us by the very people that are trying to take it away from you now, which is your CBS Interactive, your Fox, and all those people. So I went last night looking for a song called White Picket Dreams by Beyonce's little sister, Solange Knowles, because I lost my copy somewhere. And I'm not saying that to be facetious. I really did have a copy I paid for, but I couldn't find it. So I said, let me see if I can find it somewhere else. I wanted to listen to it. And I ended up on a page with the CNET logo and the link to download it directly without paying for it.
Mm-hmm.
So I find it hilarious that this is one of the things that's in the bill that they're saying they're going after. But they still have it up everywhere. So, Anonymous, you're absolutely right. I did my research, and I found the same things that you put in the video. You know, they're all against it. This file-sharing business, you all are stealing files, and this must stop, and piracy. But you just gave me a free song. I'm pretty sure Ms. Knowles would not be too happy to know I could just download White Picket Dreams for free.
Nope.
I'm just saying. Now
she'd be over there whipping her hair. Oh, it's not be good.
No, she don't have any hair.
Snapping the fingers. Oh.
She doesn't have any hair.
She shaved all her hair off because she's one of them kind of chicks. She's the opposite of her sister. Think opposite of Beyonce.
My bad.
I'm surprised she wasn't, you know, somewhere with her fist in the air against SOPA. I'm really. She's one of those kind of chicks born in the wrong era, along with me. She'd been in the 60s. Power to the people. So anyway, I found that ironic. Also, we were talking this morning about a lot of you out there need to get us some candidates in office that understand the internet seriously.
Yes, mm-hmm. That are not hiring their grandchildren to run their Facebook and their Twitter.
Well,
and
here's the thing. Here's the thing. Politicians, on average, are what, 50, 60 years old?
Probably closer to their 60s, I would assume.
Yeah. And that is an era that doesn't understand the up-and-coming technology. They don't, well, for the most part, let me put it that way, because there are some exceptions. Like Obama, for instance, he's all about social media. And I totally
remember him being very upset he was going to have to lose his BlackBerry when he went into office.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He was very upset about that. But the point is, the people who are running the country now are not in touch with the up-and-coming generations. And if the up-and-coming generations don't do something about the policies that are going to be put into effect, it's going to fuck them over whenever they have the ability to do anything about it. Because it is much, 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 much harder to get rid of a policy than it is to create a policy.
This is very true. The other thing, prime example I'm going to use for this is Napster. And Napster was the first people to get thrown under the bus. The reason why it hasn't happened on that scale again is because a lot of us are a little bit more aware. Now, legally speaking, it is not illegal for you to share your music. Anybody, a lot of kids now, you don't have the luxury of the things that we had, which is we had records, CDs, and tapes. And on those records, CDs, and tapes was a little legal statement that says you cannot reproduce this to sell.
Okay, but you could give it away, right?
Yes, you could give it. You could make copies for your friends. According to that law, you should be able to make copies for your friends and hand them a copy. So, go ahead.
I was just going to say that nowadays on the DVDs, I just watched one last night that said you're not allowed to rebroadcast this or reproduce this, even if it's for not getting any profit from it. Like, it's just something to that effect now.
And that's because of Napster. That's when they changed it.
Right.
Because legally, they should not have been able to go after Napster. All they did was provide the software. They didn't actually do anything. Same as now. And two, it was not illegal for you to share music. They were not selling it. They were selling ad space on their site, but they were not selling the music. But because we had people in office that did not understand what file sharing software was or the internet even then they got thrown on the bus. Even a lot of us were not clear, except for me. I'm going to tell you who I got an argument with, somebody who I absolutely love. Busta Rhymes in a record store.
You got an argument with Busta Rhymes?
I did.
Wow. How'd that go down?
Are you sure it wasn't a dude in just dreads?
That's what I'm wondering.
Rhymes? No, honey. I went over. This is when I had a different website. I went over to interview him, and I asked him what he thought about Napster, and he said, oh, you have to wait until after I'm done signing these autographs. So I got a picture signed for my significant other. And then I sat and I waited, and we all were sitting in a circle on the floor, me, him, and what's the other one, Spliff Star, whatever his name is, the guy that's always in the background of his videos, him. And he says, you know, they're stealing our music, and they're borrowing it, and, you know, and I'm not making my money like I used to, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, but it's file sharing software. He's like, I don't know what file sharing is. And that's when it occurred to me, oh, my God, this is before, you know, the current nerd generation came into power. This guy has no idea. He's just listening to what the government's telling him.
Exactly.
So he's being a circle jerk?
Yes, he was being a circle jerk, using circle logic.
He's being spoon-fed information from the government, and instead of using his own mind to try to figure out the truth from the lies, he's accepting it as is.
Are you sure this wasn't Busted Rhymes? It was. Are you sure you weren't interviewing the right person?
This was, guys, when I'm saying Napster, look how long ago that was. This is Napster age. This is before anybody was even clear.
Napster got closed while I was in. I think I was in college.
Yeah, that same time for me. But people had no idea what it was. And again, the current nerd generation, all of us were not clear either. If we had been thinking the way I was, because I'm always looking like, wait a minute, something's not right. Why is it wrong for me to give my cousin my CD, but if I give it to somebody I don't know, I didn't sell it to him, I just say, here, take a copy. Why is that wrong? Is where it came from for me. Why? I don't understand. But
I didn't think about it that way.
Yeah. And there was no Twitter. There was no Facebook. There was none of this ability for us to band together to say, hey, did you think about this? You know, oh, I didn't think about that. Wait a minute. You know, well, let's get the politicians. But now it's much easier. And unfortunately for us, like Snow said, our politicians are older. They're still thinking that it's 1995.
Yep.
Not knowing how, what do I call? I'm going to tell you, I call my internet my very dysfunctional family. All of you out there are family. We get on each other's nerves. We fight. We cuss each other out. Bitch, I will cut you. I will take down your website. What? You going to take away the internet? Okay, now we're friends. Come on here. Come over here. Let's get together. Huddle up. Let's do this.
We can get along to get this over with. Come on.
Yeah. I'm going to punch you. As soon as it's over, I'm punching you. But look here.
Oh, my God.
I'm punching you in Halo. I'm hitting you in the face with my gun. Oh, God, I just had a visual. Don't laugh.
That is so hot. Keep talking. More like that.
No, you know what I pictured. You know when you hit somebody in Halo, the grenades fly out and stuff? That just cracked me up. I'm trying not to laugh.
Okay, no. I don't play Halo. But in Star Wars, I played a bounty hunter, and I could shoot grenades at people, and that's what I'm picturing whenever you said that.
That's awesome.
Do their items fly off of their body? Because that's what cracks me up.
Yes, and they go flying. Like, there's a huge explosion, and they go flying, and, like, a hat goes that way. You're like, all right, that's awesome. Good times.
And Dark is saying if the law changes to what the politicians want and will work in their favor. I'm not sure I'm following you. Clarify when you catch up to us, because we got about a 10.
Oh, no, I understand what he's saying. Mm-hmm. He's saying that politicians are not really in it for the people. They're in it for themselves. So they're going to change the law to whatever will work in their favor for the time being. Politicians are very much short term. Like, they claim to be looking in the long term. They claim to be looking at the broad spectrum, but really they're just focused in on the now and what will help them now. Well, on the other hand, people like Obama, who is taking a lot of heat for not doing things really, really quickly, but he's trying to build a solid foundation and then build on the foundation, like, is what you're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
He's taking a lot of heat because it's not getting done. Everyone else, they just want results now.
True. That's why they were trying to push this through. The other thing that I ran across last night I thought was brilliantly written. I do not know where, because, you know, where I saw it, but they were saying before, if you all do your research, now that you have your Wikipedia back, stop
just complaining. Check your sources, please. Check your sources.
Yes, as Snow said, check your sources. That there were several bills and laws and things that quietly passed under the radar before the internet came along, even at the beginning of the internet, before we realized what we had. And now that that's not happening, we have our politicians trying to figure out what the hell. So many of them backpedaled yesterday. I couldn't even keep up.
Yes, yes. There was a list up on Game Politics this morning of everybody who changed sides yesterday.
Just in the middle of it.
You know, I don't think we should make fun of them for backpedaling, to be honest with you, because, you know, we always complain about, you know, politicians being hard-headed and not listening. And for once, a bunch of politicians listened to some, to all of us. So really, to be honest, I really don't want to call it backpedaling. I want to call it, like, seeing the light or maybe having an epiphany.
Yeah. Or get hit by the train. The light was on.
Yes, yes, yes. And then you have people like Lamar Smith who said we were just throwing a fit, that it was childish, that what we did was like throwing a tantrum, and it was like a child holding their breath until they got their way. It's just about exactly
Isn't
what
that what every constituent is? I mean, come on.
Pretty much.
Said the man right as he was turning on his iPhone and trying to figure out how to tweet.
Yeah.
I find... If you put it like that, okay, then every person who opposes something that's being brought up by the government can be considered the same thing, a child throwing a tantrum. I mean, cause if that's the way he's going to consider it, then everything happens. If he disagrees with something that's being brought forth to the government, then we can call him a child throwing a tantrum, because it's basically what it is. It's people who don't agree with what the majority of people want.
Ooh, a mega upload is trending, by the way.
I haven't hit my timeline again. I need to do that again.
Well, you already told us about this. Remember before the show? Anonymous?
Yes, yes. Anonymous took down the RIAA, the MPAA.
Uh-huh. Universal Music.
Yes. And somebody else.
DOJ.
Yeah. I lost my tweet for it. I'm looking for it.
I don't think you're pronouncing that right.
Is it with the DOJ? I don't know.
The Department of Justice, the RIAA, the
DOJ.
MPAA, and Universal Music.
Somehow you're sticking like an extra syllable in there. It's DOJ.
Department of Justice.
There
DOJ.
You go. Yeah, DOJ. You're like DODJ.
Okay, I just found a news article on Fox News, although I don't like Fox News, but still. It says anonymous hackers claim to take down Justice Department website in retaliation for a mega upload shutdown. The first paragraph said, hackers aligned with the global cyber collective known as Anonymous have claimed responsibility for taking down at least 6 prominent websites, including those of the Department of Justice, Universal Music Group, and various others, because of the mega upload thing for the sharing site, megaupload.com.
Oh, they went worldwide here.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
yeah,
I've got
they
them
really
on order.
Did.
They are most definitely taking this. And running
with it. You got your FBI, EMI. What did I just see? The French something or other here? The French Copyright Authority, HADOPI.
Don't worry about them. If the case is not going their way, they give up really easy.
The Copyright Office here in the U.S. Wow.
Oh, I'm trying to find some of these tweets. Some of these were just outrageous.
And someone made a really good point. They said that Mega Upload was taken down without SOPA being law. Now imagine what will happen if it passes.
Exactly.
The internet, we know it will end. Fight back. That was said by Anonymous.
Anonymous, thank you for using your power for something marginally good.
Yes.
You know what? I meant to tell you all this when we were doing Pixie Easter earlier in the week. You know what? At first I was like, why are you bothering the little toddlers for tiaras? But after I saw a clip of this series, this week, this season.
Now you see why?
Okay. That is a bad show.
This little girl was dancing to Shirley Temple with her lollipop, and she drops it, and she starts dropping it like it's hot. I do not like seeing little girls do that. Mm. Do you know that's a pedophile's dream?
Yeah.
You know what?
Right. And that is exactly what I'm
saying. Why did we get on this topic?
Anonymous. I just thought about it because I meant to tell you guys during Pixie Easter. Right after we got off, maybe right before we got on, I saw it, and I was like, is that why they're after them?
Yeah, Anonymous says, Cyber War 2012, Fed shut down mega upload file sharing website, no trial, no due process.
Yep.
Yeah.
And this is what they need to be doing with their power. If you're going to be a, what's the word I'm looking for? Militant group? Then this is what you do with your...
Hacktivist.
Yeah, hacktivist, I'm sorry.
Hacktivist, yeah, that's a good one.
Hack the planet!
Hack the planet!
Get it!
For those youngins that don't know what the fuck we're talking about, watch the movie Hackers, okay?
That's busy. Now you see where they got it from, apparently. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, they can get those toddlers with Tiara people for us. Yeah.
I was
sitting here like, oh,
you know, I wonder if we put in a request, would they actually do it just to show us that they are listening?
Oh, Dark is sharing some good information on Twitter. Let me retweet that. He says a college student in England is being brought over to the U.S. and tried for sharing links on his site. Does that mean we're going to?
Dude,
wow,
right.
Wait a minute. Hold on. He's from England and he's being brought here to the U.S. to be tried.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously?
For sharing links.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this is out of hand, and this is ridiculous. Just a little bit. Just tiny little bit out of hand.
I'm dumbfounded. I don't even know what to say. Here's the thing. Okay, it's one of the lawmakers was saying, because Anonymous went after some lawmakers earlier in the week, if you guys remember, we told you, took down their sites, and didn't they hack their Twitters or something like that? I don't know. They did something to them. And one of them says, why don't they just get a lobbyist? Honestly, if we got a lobbyist, would you listen? Would you let us through the door? You won't even allow it to go on the television. So.
No, because, you know, we're a minority. We're just nerds. We don't count.
I am not one for...
That's pretty much what Lamar Smith said?
That's pretty much what he said. You know what? I take it back. 2012, the world is not going to end. The nerds are going to have to take it over. There's not going to be any zombies. This is going to be us because y'all are not listening.
We're going to be coming at you with our... with our lightsabers.
No, it's going to be our cell phone. Just walk out.
With our cell phones and laptops. And
yes.
Somebody going to write an app and we just going to be walking by people. Beep. My phone doesn't work anymore. I can't get to my emails.
There are those out there already.
Yes. Look, I'm trying to avoid those conversations. Like yesterday we had to yell at somebody. Was that you, the Dark? We had to yell at you. Who was it I had to yell at on Twitter for telling people how to get around the Wikipedia?
No. Oh, but they were doing that on NPR last night, too. I was mad.
Can you do it with your like mobile phone or something like that?
You could. There were several ways around it. The point is we're protesting. That's like us having a hunger strike and somebody say, oh, by the way, y'all, I brought y'all some sandwiches. We're hunger striking. Bring us a sandwich. We know we could get a sandwich. I got a sandwich in my purse, but don't.
So who did you think? Who said? Who did it?
I'm about to find out now because I'm going to Facebook right now. No, I'm not going to call. You know what? I know who it is. I'm not going to call him out. He knows who he is. Don't do that. If you want to know, you can go to our Facebook page. But, you know, don't get him anonymous. Leave him alone. But I was really when I saw that. I was like,
he made a mistake.
He made a mistake. But you all, if you're protesting something, you don't tell the people how to get around it. We wanted our politicians to sit there and come home to their children and the children say, I can't do my homework because I can't get to Wikipedia. And them have to go out to the library. Do you see the convenience that the nerds have given you? We've made life so convenient for you. You don't even have to clip coupons from the newspaper anymore. We put them in your cell phone. We did this for you.
Yep.
We made your banking online so you didn't have to go to the bank anymore and stand in the long line.
Wow.
We allowed you to watch naked women and men fucking online.
Yes.
Anytime, anywhere, from your cell phone, your iPad. Mm-hmm. And now you're going to tell us we need to go away? We need to shut it down?
All right, then we'll take our porn and go home.
Oh, wait a minute. I got breakfast and penis. Not that with mine, Ned. But look, where was you?
No, you go first.
I forgot what I was saying. I got distracted by penis.
I said, well, we brought you Craigslist where you get to post pictures of your penis. Mr. Wiener from, what was it, New York?
Oh, God.
Yes, from your phone. Oh, Craigslist joined in, too.
Oh, you know
Yay,
what?
Yay, that's
this
awesome.
This is my prediction. There is going to be an underground internet somehow, some way in the future. I'm serious. There's going to be an underground network of servers who blast information that the government doesn't want you to know because it is censored by SOPA. That is my whole prediction.
I don't think I think you're kind of right. And on the other hand, if it doesn't go that way, if we can't get an underground internet, I don't think we're going to get that far. I think there's a lot more little groups out there like Anonymous who probably are just been just been playing around, you know, doing stuff like getting credit card numbers, buying sneakers, that at some point if they start getting too close to SOPA, they're all going to step up. And they're going to take down something major, like the whole White House service, just to show them. What was it? Okay, here's a perfect example. You guys, have you guys seen the...
Okay, no, no, Anonymous, if you're listening, do not take down the White House servers.
It's not...
Yeah,
but
do,
remember, do you remember the... what was the last Die Hard movie?
Yeah. I remember it. Where he had to go save his daughter, I think.
Yeah, there's a line in there where Kevin Smith... there's a character in the movie. He does exactly what we're talking about. He takes everything offline, and it causes chaos. But when Bruce Willis busts up into Kevin Smith's house and he says, I'm going to shoot you, he says, you think I'm afraid of you? This guy over here took down NORAD with a laptop and you think I'm scared of you? This is going to happen if the government doesn't calm down. Somebody is going to go completely left and militant, and they are going to take down these, the servers. They're going to take everything offline, and it's going to be chaos.
Hello, WikiLeaks. We've already got they've already got people on the inside. It wouldn't be that hard.
Hey, Ginger. Watch how you say things. You're going to get our asses in trouble.
We are not trying to disappear, at least until we get the seal on a table where they're going to give us
this
name.
This is all over the news. If they don't know this by now, yeah. I'm not saying anything that's not already been said. I'm not scared.
And then again, the government again might get scared and release the zombie virus just to keep us from getting...
Oh, my God.
Bring on the zombies. I got a shotgun.
No, don't bring on the zombies, dude.
I'm about to send a guy back to shoot. She got me for Christmas year before last.
I remember that, yeah.
How to survive. Wait a minute. Yeah, live free or die hard. Yeah. How about I'm talking muted?
Okay, I was wondering what just happened.
I was quiet all of a sudden.
I'm all muted. I hit the button. Mm-hmm. But I'm very nervous that this is going to happen because the movie is relatively accurate. 90% of our things in the country are run by computers.
Yep.
This was another point somebody was making, I saw on the internet, was that somebody was arguing that, you know, well, SOPA is just trying to get rid of just the copyright infringers. And they said, you don't understand. Copyright infringement now, even the stuff that gets pulled off of YouTube, is not done by a human. It's done by a computer. And the computer only picks up keywords. Say, for instance, let's say SOPA went into effect and you went to a Madonna concert, or maybe your name is Madonna. Okay, if you're posting pictures up on your Facebook and says, you know, Madonna, you know, in front of the Grand Canyon, the computer, all it sees is Madonna.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to snatch your pictures down, and, you know, then Facebook has an injunction against them, which they are not going for, saying, you put up copyrighted material. See where it says Madonna? But that's her name. So this is why we're saying this is in its current form, SOPA does not work. And again, the cool thing is the Pirate Bay posted up a story saying they're immune. The biggest one you were going after next to Mega Upload, the Pirate Bay, you couldn't touch them under SOPA law. We would still be file sharing.
The most ridiculous thing about this whole thing, they couldn't do anything to them anyways. This is who they wanted to go after, and they can't. And, instead, you're going to take down... All right, you might have saved us from having Bieber. That would have been cool. But you're going to stop people from putting up videos of their kids singing a song, dancing to a song, putting up machinima.
What if my son's name is Justin Bieber?
Oh,
well,
my God.
Your son is not allowed on the internet at all.
You know, that actually could happen because people are always naming their kids after famous people. What is wrong with me? I cannot talk today.
Yeah, people, stop doing this, by the way. This is really dumb. Don't do that.
Do what? What? Can't talk? What?
No, naming their kids after famous people. This is just...
But let me tell you this. Even on YouTube, right now, even though SOPA's not in rule, I posted up a video... Bless you, remember the video from E3 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know they took it down and then sent me a note and said, you're copywriting infringement on Gamer Girls Radio? And I said, but it's mine. It's me in it, and
wow.
It's ours. Why can't I put it up?
What did they say?
They allowed me to put it back up, but I had to jump through some major hoops to get a video of myself put back up. That's the thing. It's a computer doing it. It has no idea. It's this is Gamer Girls Radio.
Yeah. What'd you do? I have to give them, like, DNA? Firstborn? Now I can't talk. Firstborn child?
You saw, it was a lot of emailing and calling back and forth. It took probably, like, 2 weeks to get them to allow me to post this up, to put it on our own channel, to say this is ours.
2 weeks in that amount of time, what you just posted was outdated.
Yeah, it was years old.
No longer
Oh. Well, no, it was years old. I was just adding to our channel. The thing is, they sent it to me, by the way, at the email Gamer Girls Radio, to tell me that I had infringed upon Gamer Girls Radio.
Wow. That's ridiculous.
Why is everyone so fucking stupid?
Right? But I guess more of what I was pointing out was, what if we had just gone to, say, E3 or PAX or something? You had a brand new video. It's yours. It's you. You post it up, and they're like, oh, you're infringing. They take it down. 2 weeks of hiding. By the time you get it back up, who wants?
No.
I mean, all right, people might still watch it, but you're not going to get the same hits that you could have.
And technically, that could happen very easily, because at E3, just standing out, if we're doing reporting, let's say it is video, I'm standing in front of a booth, there may be five or six other booths behind me. There may be five or six other people doing the same thing behind me. And each and every one of those people, booths and everything in the video, could come back and say, we're in that, and we didn't want to be in that.
I think at E3, I think it says on there that if you're in E3, you might be photographed and all that, and you don't have to give your consent.
That would make better sense.
I'm pretty sure it says that.
You're right, it does. You're right, it does say that, but I was threatening people because, you know, nobody reads. When I was there, I was threatening people, don't you take my picture?
I know it.
Remember the guy that walked up to us?
That's why I always took a step back and still took the picture. Because I'm rude like that, and I don't care.
As long as you don't post it online and it's not naked, I think we're okay.
Yes, but see, most people don't read, so you can get away. You can get away with telling them, I will sue you. You are not going to take my picture. If I see my picture anywhere, I'm assuming. Who's here? Hello, B Photo Pro. Welcome to all the hugs.
B A Photo Pro.
Oh, B A Photo Pro. Hello. Yeah, I'm sick. I need some help.
It took me a minute to get it.
No, it's all right. It's all right. So anyway, back to Pirate Bay. I'm applauding you guys for being brilliant and not even knowing it.
Yar,
pirates. They're not going anywhere. They cannot. They're for the most part untouchable, unless they treat them the way they did Mega Upload. But I'm willing to bet Mega Upload's probably going to be back online.
Not too long, yeah.
Not too long.
If it's too much trouble, they should become Privateer, and that way they can be protected, Privateer Bay.
You know what? It took me a minute. No, it took me a minute. It's cute. Now I want to play Pirates by Sid Meier. I want to play it. Thanks a lot.
That was a good movie, or... Game. What is wrong with me today?
I have an abandonware copy of the original. Just I want to make sure it's an abandonware before somebody comes after us.
I'm telling everybody.
I'm telling everybody. I'm going to play as soon as we get out there. That and Shadowrun. What? What? Come take it.
You know what? I think I might play Star Wars.
Abandonware. That makes me sad. That makes me like vision like the game is sitting like on somebody's doorstep in like a basket.
Aww. Me too. That's what I think. And that's why I took it in, and I love on it very often. I kiss on it, mwah. And it says, "Arr," in a little cute voice. No, I'm kidding. I've had too much cold medicine.
Apparently so.
Shut up before I climb you, just so I can hit you.
Ooh. Ooh. Hotness.
Hot. I just want to watch. Can I watch? No, actually, I want to join in. Can I join in?
Look, I'm going to climb him just so I can hit him and be like, "Hey, Court." And then I'm
right. One of you climbs on one side and one climbs the other, so it balances me out.
No. I'm going to sit on you while you go down.
Ooh,
don't you say it. I heard that in your head. Don't you say it. Don't say it. Don't. Hold it. No.
Do it.
Say it.
I won't. It's too easy. I have higher standards than that.
Are you calling me easy?
I'm calling you easy.
What?
And she says, she sends a text message before the show. She says, all aboard. And I was like, oh, you getting a train together? Who gets to be the tunnel?
You did not say the tunnel part to me.
I did. Look at your phone again. My
phone's dead, so yeah.
There you go. I said, who gets to be the tunnel? And then every guy responds back. I think she was still contemplating. I think she's still trying to understand what that means exactly.
You know what? That's almost as bad as him almost having a wreck when we sent him the email for the Sex All Week show.
Yeah, I saw that. I like started looking. I was like, what?
Like, Lester, don't read it while you're driving.
Big truck came by.
So now I have to wait. I have to time my emails now. That's okay. What time is it? This blaster on his way home from work. I can't send, also can't send stuff to Snow at work, depending on if it's happy or if it's an angry stuff. You know, like I'll send them topics during the show.
I will cut a bitch.
Shit, I will. I'm about to motherfucking rage. I get one of those. I'll be like, oh, damn. Let me look at the news and see if she killed somebody. Kill somebody. Please don't shoot up the stores and stuff. Don't do it. I don't got bail money. I'm about to sell all my stuff. Damn. Damn, Snow.
Yep, I know. I'd call you to be like, Corey, I may have, perchance, shot somebody.
Perchance. That's awesome.
I may have possibly.
Maybe.
Cut a bitch. I mean.
It might have happened.
Grazed lightly.
The white meat?
Maybe. No. Hmm.
I love y'all.
But just before we get out of here, I love y'all too. Before we get out of here, those of you who think it's all over, the fight is not over. Sofa is not dead. It's just hiding in the corner with Pippa.
Yes, they're, do not argue with me on my Facebook over it again.
Yes, people.
I left you down.
I'm really nervous that so many people had no idea what was going on, and I may have to put us up a section just to leave it up and start really. Getting into Second Life, so many people in Second Life had no idea. One of the designer for Purple Moon was asking me, what is Sofa? I said, you're the main person that needs to know what it is. Because
are you serious?
They can snatch your shit, girl. Snatch
oh, my
shit.
God. Really?
Not American either. She's not American. Her domain is not American. You're the one you need to be, you know, you need to be careful.
Because your shit may be get ganked if you ain't careful.
You could be snatched. We could take your clothes, and you couldn't do anything.
Mm-hmm. Hide your clothes, hide your weave or shoes or
hide your clothes, hide your prims, hide your pets. Because
we're snatching everything up in here.
Avatars up out here. Oh no, I'm hot. I think I got a fever.
You might need some medicine, and you might need to go to bed.
I am going to bed after, as soon as I play me some pirates. Okay, so anyway, or some tropical. El Presidente.
El Presidente.
That's just how he says it, too. Have you played Tropico?
No. Now go back and say El Presidente in the whole little stripper voice. Got to do it.
I can't. El Presidente.
See, she can. That's hot.
Or she can. She's a professional.
I am a professional. Don't try this at home, kiddies.
Could blow out an O-ring if you try it at home.
I know. So talk all day.
Did he say blood and O-ring?
I don't know. You know what? I'm just not going to not pay attention to him anymore.
But let me give you one more little bit to stew on, you guys, before we talk to you again next week. Mm-hmm. Just so you know, the ESA, who was lobbying for SOPA, spent $190,000 to lobby for PIPA and SOPA. And they also run E3. And we're getting together a list of people who are backing the hell out of E3.
Yes, this is ridiculous. That's not even stabbing in the back. That's just stabbing straight up in the face.
Well, but you have to understand, some of those companies are actually okay with, you know, with the DRM and crap like that. I mean, some of those companies actually do it. I can think of one, I think it was at EA or something that had big DRM problems.
Well, EA is supporting SOPA, I believe. So, but they can't do the whole E3 by themselves, just so you know.
Correct.
So
they also can't launch a halfway decent, you know, PC internet buying game service on their own either.
Damn,
Origin,
Blaster,
staring at you, Origin.
You know what, Blaster? That's on one topic we agree, because, man, if Origin was a person, I would have just.
I had to buy one game on Origin. I had to buy it.
Thank Blaster,
Twistin.
What?
Play the music.
It's time for us to go. We can still talk over the music. Just thank you. Are you playing Billie Jean?
This is dedicated to Orrin Hatch and Chuck Grassley, two of the Republican senators who were supporting the bill, and now they're saying it's not their girl, so or their baby or whatever it is.
Their baby.
It's not their baby anymore.
But not nearly as cool as Michael would have said it.
That's right.
All right, take us out, Snow. Tell us about it.
Oh, yeah. You can tune in to tomorrow to hear Ginger and Corey do the news, and then come back next week to hear news, Pixinista, and another Thursday edition. Y'all know y'all want to. Mm-hmm. Bitches.